For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chats with Cats podcast, Rick, Dan and Mark. There was a fucking earthquake and we didn't even talk about it on our last podcast.
I hived my way all the way through it. I was sleeping.
You didn't feel any of it?
No idea about it.
I was passed the fuck out.
Were you?
Was it Sunday morning? It was. Because I went out Saturday night and I passed the fuck out Sunday morning.
I've never, in any of the other tremors that Adelaide's had in the past, I've never felt it. I've never either been awake or it's never been in the area that I've been in, but I felt this one. And it was like, starts off and it's like, oh, is my tummy rumbling? And then it's like, oh, no, there's thunder outside. And then this whole house started shaking. It's like,
oh, so it's like a gradual. It didn't just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It lasted all of 10 or 15 seconds.
And that's a long time.
It was quite long. And then I said to the only other thought that came to my mind, kind of seriously, was like maybe we've been bombed or something.
Oh.
I was kind of semi-serious on it. I was like, surely not. Like, you don't know, be on the news or we know the Jets were coming first or something. Mm. But yeah, like random.
I actually have a really funny story and it's not my story. So the last earthquake we had, was this pretty big on the scale? What was it?
I think Rachel said it was in the threes.
Threes?
Mm. 3 point something. Like not huge, but.
Enough to know about it?
Yeah.
So when was the last one we had? A few years ago?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd woken up to the end of it. So I just was like, oh, okay, what was that? Earthquake. Cool. Move on. On the way to work, I was listening to everyone call up about their stories, about where they were, what was happening. This guy had just got, at the time, it must have been the PS4 had just come out, had surround sound speakers in his lounge room. He was sitting down and he was just loaded up Call of Duty, and it's like one of those things where like he's in a helicopter and he's shooting out, and apparently like he's at the start of this game and in the middle of all like the surround sound and whatever, he's hit this earthquake and it's like shaking the room. He's like, this fucking game's sick. Oh. Like, he's thought like the whole experience has just added to it.
That's so awesome. Funny.
Yeah. So he didn't realize until way later that, hang on, maybe all that shaking wasn't the surround sound, it was like real life trouble.
This subwoofer's insane.
Yeah. Awesome. Anyway.
Fuck, that's really funny. You wanted to talk about something very weird.
Oh, okay. This is a bit. No, everyone does it. So everyone
does it. Okay.
You cut your nails, toenails, fingernails, right? Yeah. Where do you usually cut your fingernails or your toenails? Do you do them in the same spot, different places?
In the past, it's always been like a do it inside thing. But then, like, what do you do with the big mess that you make? So the thing with my toenails specifically is they're so fucking hard that you clip them and they don't stay with the clipper. They just shoot off across the room like,
yeah. Yeah.
So I've got the special clipper now that's got the protective fucking side.
Does it always slide down though? Really annoying?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I do it outside now.
Okay, smart move. Might have to do that myself. I actually have a bin in my bathroom that's quite deep. So I actually put my foot halfway in the bin and then start cutting the nails in there. So when they do fling out, they just go into the bottom of the bin where they have to be.
You're lucky Smelly Ellie doesn't live here.
Mm, I know.
With her dirty pads in the bin.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. All right. Now, you. Nails inside, outside?
Inside.
Inside.
I've picked them off. I don't even cut them.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Do you really?
No.
Yeah.
How do you pick them off?
Easy.
You just cut a little bit and then...
No, you just... Great. You dig in and you rip it off.
Toenails?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
You're such a freak.
That's not a thing.
I do it.
Oh, my God.
It's easy.
I used to do that, but you can't leave.
You are such a freak.
But you can't leave.
I used to do that.
You can't leave it like that. You can't leave it like that. You've got little fucking frayed bits at the end and catches on your socks.
And in the bed sheet? Oh, if it gets caught in the bed sheet.
No, you've got it. It has to be smooth.
I've had a lot of practice.
Okay.
Good at it.
Let's move on. All right. Now, this is going somewhere. Now, Alison and I were on the couch the other day. She usually gets her toes and her fingers done at those nail places like girls love to do. But occasionally when she doesn't have time.
Places that smell way too strong.
Yeah, they always do.
You be high when you walk
in. Yeah, she usually puts down like a tissue and then we'll cut them and put them down on the tissue after she's cut them and then puts them in the bin. Anyway, the other night I was eating Doritos on the couch. We were watching something. She comes over, puts her fucking foot up and she starts cutting her fucking toenails and her fingernails on the fucking tissue, whatever. I thought, oh, it's like, ugh, okay. Puts it all in the bin. She went to bed. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm feeling around on my thing. I was like, oh, I got some Doritos here. I thought I had a crumb of Dorito on my chest. I thought, I can't be fucking getting up. I'm just going to eat that. So I put it into my mouth and chewed on it and it was her fucking toenail.
Oh, no.
This is while I was sick with the rashes, by the way. When you think things can't get any worse, I've just eaten a fucking toenail.
You're at the bottom of the barrel. You're sitting on the couch in your fucking hoodie.
This could be
feeling sorry for yourself. And you next minute you're chewing on a toenail.
And do you know what the most upsetting thing was? Like, I reckon it took about 2-3 seconds to really realise that that hard Dorito was a toenail.
So you chewed it for a bit.
That got stale quick.
Yeah. Like, but how often do you eat? You know, you eat something on the couch, you might be laying back a bit or sitting up, and you feel like a crumb, and you'll be like, oh, I'll just eat that quickly. All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Every second day.
Oh!
What?
Do you want to know something?
What?
Yes.
Fuck. So, the other day, I got so lucky. I got lucky, because normally I do this shit, and normally it extends past just if I find something on my top, right? So, the other day, I walked through the living room. Boys were getting in the bath. And I picked this thing up off the ground. And it looked like a sultana, like a bit of a sultana. Not a whole sultana, just a half little bit. Mm. And sometimes, if I knew that I'd just recently cleaned the floors and it had just been dropped, very odd occasion, I would just go, yeah, and I'd eat it.
No.
Very odd occasion. All right? I'm not saying everything I fucking find on the ground goes in my mouth.
I don't know if that's okay.
Anyway, so the other day, I picked this thing up and I threw it, like I was just walking past the sink and I threw it in the sink. And then I was like, there's a smell. There's a smell somewhere.
It was a fucking dingle, wasn't it?
It was a poo.
Oh, no.
It was a little bit of poo. A little Rennie poo. I was like,
he's done a little, he's done a little sheep pellet on the ground.
Well, so what had happened, I think, is Rachel's gone and undone his nappy, because normally you just undo his nappy, put that in the bin, let him run to the bath, and there was a big shit in there. And I reckon when she's undone it, a little bit of it's come out and dropped on the ground.
You're so lucky you didn't one at a time, put it in your mouth.
Could you imagine that? I was like, Rachel, there was a poo on the ground. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I picked up a little thing, threw it in the sink, I was almost going to eat it.
It must have been fairly firm for you to get a bit of purchase.
It was like a sultana.
Oh,
like a little piece of a sultana.
And it was black.
Yes. It looked like a fucking sultana. It could have been a sultana.
What are you feeding your kids? Is that usual?
Sultanas?
Were you actually close to eating it?
Semi close. I was contemplating, then I was like, no, I'm just walking past the sink. Like, bang. I'll just chuck it in the sink.
Hang on. So that if that was near the front door, that's in your mouth.
Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe.
Oh. See, what the fuck?
You know feet are the worst things ever, by the way.
Feet.
Feet are gross.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking disgusting.
They're so gross. Anyone who tells you, oh, yeah, but I've got nice feet. No, you fucking don't.
I think more people need to put deodorant on their feet.
Such a good call.
Mm. Everyone's all about the underarms, but feet smell more or as much as the underarms.
There's a lot of foot fetishes out there, though. Mm. So people on OnlyFans that make a living off posting videos of their feet.
Yeah, or sending their socks.
Yeah.
They send worn socks to people and they get thousands of dollars for them.
You've got girl with
that
the...
is so wrong.
You've got girl with the farts in the jar. The feet thing is nothing compared to that.
Well, she posts people her farts in a jar.
Yeah.
People buy them.
For $1,000.
I know I've seen girls
I could make a market there. Surely.
I've seen girls in news articles that have been talking about them selling their own bathwater. So they'll record themselves having a bath.
Yeah,
and then they jar up the water and then they Mark's sell it.
Subscriber.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
if only disgusting. Like if we weren't so disgusting, maybe we could have baths and socks to sell to people.
Yuck!
I wonder if we have one fan that really wants a pair of socks that we've worn.
Imagine if that rash that you had was like someone's fetish.
Oh,
and like, you could just take photos and just send.
I want you in like leopard print undies and on a bed, and I want all the rash photos. Just send them to me.
Okay. I reckon there's a market.
Yeah, don't rule it out.
All right. I was drinking, most of the time I just drink beer or wine, right? And the other day I was like, I really feel like a bourbon. So I got a bottle of Wild Turkey and I was having a few straight and I was like, actually, it'd be nice to have a bourbon and Coke. So I went and got some Pepsis or something and I made a drink. And it's just not ever quite cold enough when you don't have ice in it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, does it?
It's like, this drink isn't cold enough. So I put ice in it. Great. Tastes delicious. But then there's always a point with a drink with ice. There's nothing good about it. It's like gets to a point and it's like you're trying to drink and it's pushing liquid opposite sides of your mouth and it spills.
Have you got big ice cubes? I think
they're not huge though. That's the thing.
I think this is an ice cube size problem. If they're too big, it fucks up.
With any drink that I drink with ice, I need to have a straw.
Do you have the same problem when you go to like a bar or a club?
Yes.
I feel like the and drinks then it, like, are always if better at the bar.
There's lots of ice in it as well. At the end of the drink, it like floods down and smashes you in the face.
You know what really annoys me when you go to a pub or a club and they use that scoop? The scoop's way too fucking big for the glass that you've got, for the amount of ice you're trying to pour in there.
Splashing it around.
Go on eBay, order a smaller scoop and just use it fucking one time. You don't need to...
You reckon they're ripping you off?
Well, I don't think it's a plan to rip the... Maybe it is. Who knows? But the fucking scoop's too big. The ice cubes are too big. Calm the fuck down on both things. Just halve both.
Yeah.
And we're in a better place.
There's got to be an invention though by now. So if you don't like ice because it puts water in your drink, you can get those little metal balls you keep in the freezer and that like substitutes for ice.
Well, and they what go in your drink?
Yeah, and then you just reuse it.
You swallow one and you die.
Yeah, that's probably a problem. Yeah. Hey, but what about a hollowed out cup or glass that has water in it that you could just put in the fridge? So
they exist as well. I've never tried to use one, so that my answer to your question is I've got no fucking idea whether that would work or not. However, it's just like by now we should have better ways to drink things. Shouldn't be so fucking reliant on putting ice in your drinks. It's so frustrating. Make me, with all your fucking smart inventions.
Have you got a fridge with an ice dispenser?
No.
Nah, see, I don't either. And I hate myself for not going and spending the money to get one because I feel...
I don't like them.
Yeah, they're really messy and spill ice everywhere, but very convenient. There's nothing worse. I've gone through three different trays of ice trays. The ones I've got now, I need to go to the gym 2 weeks before I want to try and break them out of the ice container. It's so really? Fucking hard. It's so hard.
I thought you had the silicone ones.
Yeah, fucked. And I don't know if that's meant to be easy, but I can't do it. And Allison and me together have to sit on it and like squish it down to pop them out. It must be the design because there's other ones I've had before which are hard but not that hard.
Hang on. When I stayed here, house-sitting for you...
You tried it?
I did, and it was fucked.
It's very hard, well, isn't it?
I got there, but fucking hell.
Really?
It's like I had just gone to the gym.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, yeah. So now I feel better.
You're giving me flashbacks, dude.
He must have been traumatised.
The cats were looking at me like, what the
fuck? And you would have been sick. Remember, you were sick, so you might have been weaker too.
Oh, the sniffies and the snuffles.
Snuffles.
Yeah, it was hard.
Okay, so yes, we're all agreeing that maybe... We've got a pandemic of ice right now where we can't deal with it properly.
The stupid thing is, right, we've come so far as a society, but in this day and age, because there's no good solutions about what to drink things out of, you've got fucking idiots out there drinking shit out of shoes.
That's the old shoey?
Shoey. It's the worst thing.
Oh,
Have you ever done a shoey?
No. I'll never do one.
Yeah, I don't think... Like, okay, what's the point of doing a shoey? To impress everyone else around you.
It's a party starter thing, isn't it?
Okay, it is. Now, it's great. It's good fun if you've got a spare shoe. I don't want to be putting on a wet shoe. I already said feet stink before. This is
so much worse.
All right, wet dog foot smell.
All right, I'll do a shoey. there's certain circumstances that need to fall in place for me to do one.
Have you done one?
Let me explain. No, I haven't. But this is the scenario.
Okay.
I'm really drunk. I have to be really drunk.
That's a good start.
I'm not doing it. The shoe that I'm wearing has to be a shoe that isn't too old. I can't go, oh, this is disgusting. This is a three-year-old shoe. Mm. It needs to be relatively new.
4 or 5 wears?
Yeah, like maybe a bit more. A little bit dirty, but not like fucking disgusting. The third thing, the shoe can't be an expensive shoe. Because if you pour alcohol into a shoe, you're fucking the shoe up. So you're not going to go to a party with a nice pair of $200 shoes, pour a drink in, drink it, and potentially... Oh. So the shoe needs to be not too expensive, relatively new, and you need to be fucked up. And if someone was like, Chewy, I might do it.
Okay, I've got a scenario for you.
Yeah.
You're on a wine tour. You're wearing $200 shoes, nice ones.
Yeah.
And you do a shoey with wine. No one's ever doing that.
Red wine.
Red wine shoey in dress shoes.
That's a white shoe.
In a place where that's not acceptable. That's never happening. That's the undone shoey, I reckon.
The truth is, and I'm being honest, is I know I would do that. But I would have to be so fucked up.
Okay.
And in a really good mood.
I'll tell you what. If we're at my house, like let's say right now, and you said, I'll go do a shoey, I'd go grab a shoes that I'm not going to wear for a long time that aren't, like you said, not that old, and I'd happily do it. It doesn't gross me out. It's not that. It's the uncomfortableness of having to wear the shoe for the rest of the night.
Yes. That's the thing.
And ruining the shoe. That's the only thing for me.
It's like, yeah. It's like you do the shoey, all right. I've got my pat on the back, feel pretty good about myself. And now I need to walk around for the rest of the night with a wet shoe.
Oi, I wonder if there's an invention that no one's done yet, which is like a liner for a shoe, for a shoey.
Oh, you take it with you.
Yeah, you take it with you. You slide it in there. No one knows it's in there.
And you
That's actually a great idea.
I reckon you've
premeditated the shoey. So you've taken this thing with you, so when you do it, you can
You've got the party trick and you know how bad it is.
Little clear clips that clip around the top of the shoe. Yeah. Everyone's like, "Oh, he's just fucking nailed the shoey." And then dry shoe straight on.
Whip it out, dry shoe. Far out. See, the thing about the shoey though. So you've got celebrities, famous people, sports stars, athletes, movie stars, whatever, doing shoeys.
It's a huge list. Yeah, go on.
Anyone can do it, Mark.
Love it.
Not Mark Webster. What's the other guy? Why?
Ricardo.
Daniel Ricardo. Sorry, Mark Webster. Fuck.
That's old.
You're showing your age.
Jesus. Daniel Ricardo gets up, does a shoey. Everyone thinks it's crazy, like the best thing.
Mm.
So good. I reckon someone's handing him a fresh shoe. And he's just doing it out of a fresh one.
Probably.
Bam Bam Tuivasa.
Was that a real sentence? Who's that?
UFC.
Don't know.
Australian. Bam Bam.
Are we talking about Flintstones?
Someone, every time he goes and wins in the, that's funny, in the UFC, he climbs up on the cage, someone throws him a fresh shoe, and then he does the shoe.
It'd be way better if it's a random crowd shoe.
You've got these people making it look so... it's such a popular thing to do now, but they're not doing it in the true...
Yeah.
Like, now you've got all these punters out there that are fucking swilling down fanky toe juice.
You know, it's really weird for me...
Disgusting.
...to get behind this, because, like, I think if I was drunk enough and saw someone do it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, that's entertaining. But realistically, I'm not that impressed with a shoey. Like, I'd...
Is the shoey the 2022... Didn't come around just this year. Say 2020.
Yeah.
Is it the 2020 version of doing like a... You know, you had those party shooters that go over the top and...
Yeah, the snorkels.
Yeah. The snorkels or beer bong or something like that.
It must be the new beer bong.
Because all it is look how fast I can drink a drink in a weird way. That's all it is.
Okay, where do we go from here What's 2025 got?
Daniel Ricciardo just do a beer bong?
Yeah. Well, he should.
Why?
We're talking about things that you will not do when you're drinking. Mm. Is there one thing that you've done when you're drinking, drunk, that stands out above all as the worst thing you've ever done?
Yes.
That no one else would do?
Yes. I was down at the the Edinburgh Hotel, right? Someone's 21st, 25th maybe, and we were all going fucking hard on free bar, right?
And you were fucked up?
Fucked up. All this food came out. So you know how, you know, someone hires out a venue, they bring out the catering, it's got like the squid, the prawns, it's got party pies, whatever.
Delicious.
In between all of that, sometimes it has salad. And then other times they just decorate the salads and the carrots and the vegetables into like animals. Like they can do cool shit like that. There was an onion that was pretty much whole but had been sort of carved into almost a flower, a red onion. Yeah. Someone said, oh, I'll bet you $10 you won't take a bite out of the onion. I said, I'll fucking do that. What, just eat it like an apple? Yeah, yeah, cool. Someone over here goes, I'll give you $20 if you make it two bites. It ended up being $50 from about four people for the whole red onion. And I said, yeah, I'll fucking do that. So I ate the whole red onion like an apple, got it down. They paid me. I was like, this is fucking fantastic. Cool. Had a few more beers. Thought nothing more of it.
And you vomited?
Nah. 10 minutes later, everyone's like, fucking hell, man, I cannot be around you. You fucking stink. You stink so bad. Like, my breath was, like, so overpowering. Red onion, right? Then everyone's like, come on the bus, we're going to town. I was down at, like, Mansions. I was going to, like, Red Square, all those places. On that, like, start dancing. Everyone is clearing out. I had randoms going, like, holy shit, man, you smell like onion. I was like, I ate a whole onion. So they're like, oh, and then it became, like, inside the nightclub, yeah. People that I didn't know were like,
that's the onion guy.
Yeah, that's the onion guy. What shot can we give him to dilute the smell?
Onion guy.
I was getting,
Are you getting mints?
I was getting ouzo shots. I was getting like vodka, this and that.
So was
like,
anything working?
Nothing worked. I even had girls coming up to me going like, hey, hun, do you want some extra? I was like, yes, I do. But thank you for still talking to me. I had the worst night. I reckon it was probably late afternoon the next day that the smell went away. So there you go.
You got a story?
I used to work with a guy that constantly smelled like onions.
Really?
Yep.
Did he eat a whole red onion?
We ended up having to tell him that you smell so badly that no one will work with you. he stayed.
Where was this?
At Dan Murphy's.
Yeah.
Was it a VO onion smell or a mouth onion smell?
VO. Like it was seeping out of his pores. Felt bad for the guy, but he was a loser. I'd do heaps of stupid stuff and I don't know. Can't pinpoint it.
At a festival, I drank my own piss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's really far. Like we went from like, you know, shooey, eating an onion. I'd drink my own piss. That's jumped the boat a lot.
No, it hasn't. I mean,
you hear that saying I made up? Well, jump the boat.
You at a festival? You're trying to do
jumps the boat.
You're all trying to do the most craziest thing ever.
Kids will all be saying it.
And I was drinking heavily. And I'm like, you know, this isn't that big of a deal. I want to spark up the crowd a bit. Everyone in the campsite, they were being a little bit boring. And I was drinking heaps and the piss was clear. Like it was just coming out clear.
You were hydrated.
Yeah, I was hot. This wasn't like a yellow
thing. Hang on, so they into something in front of them?
Not directly in front, but it's more like turned my back, pissed, came back with a cup and just went fucking... Let's get this fucking party started, guys. Because everyone was being boring. I'm like, mate, I'm going to do something a bit fucking crazy here.
That's pretty good. Like, yeah, I mean, you literally said, I'm going to give the night everything it deserves.
It was the daytime.
10 a.m.
11.
Why isn't everyone getting into this yet?
You know what?
Drink my piss.
I've heard about, you know, people drinking each other's piss and stuff. Nah, you wouldn't go that far. Like... Drinking your own piss is one thing. Drinking someone else's is another.
Yeah.
That's too far.
A bit crazy.
And you've got people vomiting and eating their own vomit and stuff. And
okay. Yeah. So we've gone from shoeies to drinking piss and eating vomit.
Mate, this podcast, all right, there's no boundaries.
2025, I reckon it's going to be something next level. I reckon will be the next cool thing. It has to be. Because the shoeies, sort of naughty. It's sort of dirty. It's sort of a bit, but it's got to go above that. So someone's going to get creative.
Well, 2025, we can see it in the binoculars, but speaking of which...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this.
I was driving the other day, and there was this guy standing at a bus stop, looking backward, like back in traffic, to try and find where his bus was. Now,
when it was coming to...
Yeah.
Okay.
If that is not the most fucking redundant thing you've ever heard, the bus, whether you can see it or not... Pal is gonna get there at the time.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm on the board that it says it's going to get there.
A minute before or after?
It doesn't fucking matter.
He got the binoculars.
You don't need to look for your bus with your fucking binoculars, legend.
That's so funny.
Okay, I have an issue with this. Now, I know that Mark's going to pull me up on something. I was at the beach Saturday, started feeling a bit better. Thought I'd go down and get some sunshine. And someone made a joke about trying to see something out in the ocean. We were talking about dolphins, actually. The same pod of dolphins that we saw, I spoke about last pod, they were back out there. And whoever had the jet ski had seen
them. Ones.
Same ones.
Got their names.
Well, it's just that big motherfucker and then two small ones. So it has to be. Checked the barcode on them. Anyway, so when we came in, someone goes, wouldn't it be good if we had binoculars? And my mum goes, I've got some. She had them in her beach chair. I think people that have binoculars in a beach chair are creepy motherfuckers. Who the fuck?
You can't say that about your mum.
Well, why? Why do you need binoculars at the beach? Like, I'm telling you, there's no reason.
If you're at Maslin's.
Yeah, well, see? Creepy. That nudist beach is creepy.
Anyway. Have I told you the story about me at Maslin's?
Did you go there?
Yeah, once.
Did you drink your own piss?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Considered it. Have I told you the story? I'm in the water with this girl that I was seeing at the time, and we're having fun, and at Maslin's, if you think about it, you should be there to swim naked, and that's all that needs to happen. Mm. There shouldn't be any weird stuff going on. Sure, everyone's naked, but that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Go there naked. You're not going to experience any problems.
She stuck her finger up your bum.
Close. We're in the water, and some guy came up to us, right, out of nowhere, and just said, would you guys be interested in having a threesome later? Just out of nowhere.
Wow.
So we're in the water, standing there naked, having a good time. You know, we're having a bit of fun here. And he came in and said that. And I was like, this is why maybe people aren't interested in doing this. This went from like a day at the beach where we're naked, right, to this guy's now putting a sexual spin on it. Like, yeah. We must want to potentially have a threesome because we're standing in the water naked.
Do you know what, though?
We must be a little bit perverted. You know what I mean? Like,
I have
fuck
to,
off, man.
I have to admit,
and
though,
we had a threesome. No, we didn't.
I was going to say, I feel like people that are willing to go to the beach naked and do that, half of them would, if they were attracted to the person that got propositioned, would probably do it.
Yeah.
That's where I think that... Was he old and disgusting or was he old and normal?
No, there's no racism in this. He was an Asian man about late 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So was he good looking though?
I wouldn't have thought so, Dan.
Okay.
No, not my type at all.
Okay, so that's what you said, no.
Yeah. You guys want to have threesome? and the girl that I was with was like, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
She answered the question before I could have a say.
You were still thinking about it. Like, do I want to have a threesome?
Did he give up and walk away after that? Or did he?
Oh, well, we were in like waist depth water, so he slowly like moved
to water. He went down under the water and like swam between your legs, like upside down.
Oh, no.
That's brilliant.
All right. I want to go a bit silly here. All right. I saw a Facebook post pop up about a week ago.
Memories about a week
ago. Yeah, a week ago. And I sent it to you guys in the group. It was a post saying, if you could enlarge any creature to the size of a tank and ride it into battle, what would it be? Now, this can be insects, could be animal. Anything you want. So I was reading through the comments and I think I still want to stick with what I'd said at the time, and I agree, I think you do as well.
I have a weird feeling that one of us has chosen the same thing.
All right, mine is a rhino beetle.
Mine was a rhinoceros.
Oh.
What, you want a super large rhinoceros?
Have you seen them?
Yeah, that's great.
Thick skin, you've got the fucking horns. What's yours?
Hang on.
Yeah, but mine's got the skin and it's like,
no, we're not going to shut this down. I don't.
But it can fly as well.
Yeah. The thing about Rick's is,
it's got a sharp horn.
Mine sounds more intimidating, but his answer is probably better because no one has seen that size.
Yeah.
You think of a rhino, it's like, okay, that's big.
It's a big mofo already.
But then it gets even bigger.
And they're aggressive as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. Okay.
What's yours?
What, Ham? Who wins? Both the same size?
Me.
He's got more muscle.
I can fly. And I've got shields. And I've got a sharp horn. Mine is a razor sharp horn.
Mine's pretty sharp too.
No, yours, it's not. Yours is a blunt force object. It's not sharp. Maybe some are sharp.
Debatable.
Haven't seen him in the flesh, you know.
Yeah.
I win. What's yours?
Okay. I think I win here. I've gone.
Who's thought about this?
I've been thinking about it for 10 years.
Yeah, I have. I'm going with an eagle. Massive fucking eagle.
No.
Think about the beak. You got the talons, and I can fly, and I've got the fucking. It's like impeccable sight. Like
you, we could easily pierce your skin.
Nah, you're not catching me. Yes. Nah, there's no way. I'm picking you up off the ground with my talons, and I'm dropping you from 100 feet. You're dead.
Like we can see you coming from a mile away.
I see you, before
and we
you
can
see me.
Shoot you.
You're like a chicken, but you're more dangerous.
Nah. I'm. You don't understand.
Mate, Hawks. You could have just said bush turkey.
Nah.
Oh, you've lost the plot.
All right. You know what?
You could have said ostrich, and I would have been more intimidated.
Nah.
Ostrich is scary,
okay,
man.
Okay, if you, let's
shoot bullets through.
Now that we're all out in the open with our own preference, is there anything that trumps all of that? Can we think right now that something is actually more dangerous?
No, I win.
Okay, no, I've got a good one. Before the podcast, I was looking into this, and I was looking at very dangerous dog breeds. Now, could you picture the most dangerous dog breed? It's like something like a certain type of mastiff, Dan. Very Hang big.
On. You think about mastiff is so fast. Yeah. If it catches you and bites you,
okay. Let's just go pit bull or Rottweiler, right? Picture that bit that big. But now let's think about the very worst dog breeds. Sorry, not worst. Poor word. The most intimidating, most dangerous.
And aggressive. Fuck, I don't know.
Dog breed.
I almost feel like
I can still fly and I've still got shields for skin.
Yeah, I don't know. We're losing.
All I'm going to do, you're going to come for me. And we're the same size, don't forget. But I've got a giant razor blade on my face.
Rick's fucking, he's invested in
I am going to point my face at you. And before you even get close to me,
the only problem
I'm
with
rip
you is
to pieces.
You'll be that size, but you'll be extremely light for that size because you don't have muscle mass. So you'll probably get bumped out the way.
One of you can
crush.
I can fly.
Nah,
Dan could ride one of his ex.
I'm a hawk.
Into
I've got muscle mass. You lose to the hawk out of weight division. What were you?
Nope.
You can't.
No,
fly.
I don't.
Nah.
It's not weight division. We're the same size.
Do you know what? I've had enough of this. Before we actually get into a fist fight,
I'm glad.
We're moving on.
I'm glad we were so passionate about this.
Let's move on to something you posted, and this happened to me sometime. And lots more, and then more times before that. What is the distance that you hold a door open for someone?
Oh, wow, guys. I had a very awkward moment the other week because I did mention this to you guys. What?
Tell me the distance.
Okay. The first mistake was being at the Greg Chappell Cricket Centre, the Gillespie Centre. I was there to play cricket with a mate. You can hire out a net session, you have your own bowling machine, it's great fun. That whole part there is irrelevant, but this is where I was. So we're walking to the door, and this big guy, there's a gym next to the center. So he's going there to work out. And for some reason, like, he was on my right-hand corner side, and I'm looking at him. I'm going to the door. My mate goes in first, and I get to the door, and for some reason, I just felt in a good mood, I'm going to leave this door open and do the right thing. But I've opened it, and as I've opened it, I've looked.
And you're holding it?
I've looked to see the distance between me and him, and it was like 15 metres. And like,
so you've got to wait, what's that, four or 5 seconds?
It was so bad. I was standing there for a few seconds. He just looks at me and goes, "It's all right, mate." I let go of the door and walk in. Like, it was the ultimate stitch up. Like, I know a guy that I did a video with. He's in America, and one of his videos is opening doors for people when they're too far away. And it's amazing what happens because
they start running.
If you open the door for someone, they're like, "Oh my god, this person's being so nice." They'll start moving quicker because you're so far away. It's brilliant.
That's so good.
It's so true though, and you feel, you know,
obligated.
But your body, you do it so subconsciously. If you said to someone, "Oh, did you realize that you ran for the door?" Then they'd be like, "No, I didn't."
It's like pedestrian crossings that don't have lights or whatever. If you come to the sidewalk and you're about to start, I feel obligated to walk faster even though the car's stopped. And I have no right to walk faster. Yeah. I can take my time.
Yeah.
But I just have that politeness in me.
At the end of the day, you want to go out in public, be a nice person, and not be a fucking piece of shit. Mm. That's my whole mindset. And I know it's yours. And Rick, I think it might be yours.
What? To be a piece of shit.
No. You're
a very nice person.
No. I'm so nice to people.
I'm saying we're all nice people here. At the end of the day, that's what you want to be.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? And you're going to try your best for people, but there's some people that don't think
that. They don't do it in return. So, okay, let's say...
Why are you questioning whether I'd be nice as well?
Okay.
You're a great guy.
Let me put you both in a scenario here and answer it separately, but I'm asking you both the question. You are about to deposit $100 into a bank.
Yep.
And it's got just your normal door where you pull on it. And it opens outwards, out into the street, and then you walk in. As you are walking up the stairs, you notice that there's a lady holding a bank bag, so she's obviously going to the bank to deposit money too. You can tell that, very intuitive. And she's, let's say, 6 seconds away from the door, right? So when you open the door, you're going to have to wait 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then she walks in, and then you'll follow in behind her. Are you going to do that long? Is that too long or too short?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You reckon you're doing it?
Yeah.
I think sometimes I would do it, yeah.
So you're a 50-50? Does it matter on what the person is? So as Mark said, it's a big, strong man. Are you more likely to not do it for him? And if it was an old lady, definitely do it for her?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Good point. That's what makes my situation so awkward and funny.
Because the guy was so capable.
Because the guy was a staunch guy. Like, he could have killed me by, like, just, like, grabbing me with his hand and just, like, squashing my
face. You know what would have been a little bit less insulting is going up to him and going, "I can tell you how to lift and a good nutrition plan, I reckon."
Yeah.
Come and get me if you need a spot.
Yeah.
Oh.
How embarrassing. That's hilarious. All right. Well, for me, I think they've got to be within a 3 meter radius for it to be a thing. I really do. I think any longer than that, you're almost looking to be too nice or too considerate. And then you do start making the other person feel like indirectly uncomfortable to fulfill your nice deed. It's weird.
But then there's the other way where someone, say, from here to that lamp away that are going in before you and they open the door and let it shut.
Oh.
You go, that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
It's not hard to just
keep it open. Yeah. It's a tricky one.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you don't think I'm that nice a person. Do you know what?
No.
I'm in a shopping centre car park and there's an old person just unloaded their trolley, I'll offer to take the trolley back.
So do I.
Especially if it's a hot day.
That's yes. Brilliant. Yeah. I do the same thing.
I'm heading that way anyway. Do you want me to take it for you? So you don't have to walk all the way back and then come back to your car.
You're a beautiful person.
Well, they're not getting their steps that day.
Because you know how hot I am on trolley returns? It makes me excited to return trolleys. I'm like, every trolley returned, the world's a better place. All right, last thing. We've got little time left, so let's hit this up. Now, this has been on the list for ages. Good old flat earth.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I see this pop up. It almost comes in waves. Like, it's almost like a thing for, I don't know, a couple of months a year, and then it goes away for 18 months and it comes back up.
It's in the news cycle.
Yeah.
It's like, pops up and then disappears.
Is it like an anti-vaxxer's side job? Is that what it is? Mm. It's a conspiracy theory thing. It's a 911 MX370 haven. I just don't get it. What makes you...
So we've only said it briefly, but what we're talking about here is people who actually believe and spread rhetoric that the earth is flat.
Mm.
Have they been on like a flight? Like... from Australia to say, like,
it doesn't matter for them, though.
Country? Do they not know, like, have they seen a view from space of the Earth?
That's the problem, though. Like, because they haven't been up there themselves and seen it themselves, they don't believe it, or they think that it's all...
Do you know what the difference between me now and me a few years ago when I look at people like this? I used to think people genuinely believed that the Earth was flat, or that you're a genuine anti-vaxxer. Hmm. Now, or you're a 9/11 conspiracy theorist and you genuinely believe that?
Yeah.
The difference between me now and then is, these days I actually realise that these people probably don't truly believe what they're saying they believe.
They're just like,
they're
the
just
attention.
Wanting to be a fucking annoying piece of shit.
Mm.
That's the difference between how I look at them now versus...
Like, they get off on the attention of being different?
They know the truth.
Mm.
I've said this to you before. You hold a gun to their head and you go, okay, cut the crap. What do you truly believe? You would get a different answer.
But Mark, I can confident. Put a tennis ball on the ground right there next to you and it doesn't roll away.
Yeah, it's called gravity.
Yeah, but...
Just try and digest that one.
Okay, yeah. But their argument would be like...
Give it a minute. Give it a minute. Why isn't it rolling down this hill that we apparently live on?
That's awesome.
It's flat. It's perfectly flat, though.
It's why it doesn't roll away. Perfect. Digest that one for a minute. It's a flat earth. I don't believe that. Fucking idiots. Fucking idiots. Fucking flat earth.
Okay.
Would you
imagine if you were born on the bottom side? If you were one of the poor fuckers who gets born on the bottom side.
Would you be happy to have
and you fell off.
Would you be happy to have a flat earther come onto this podcast and chat?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you disrespect them?
No. Oh, maybe if they said something stupid like the earth is flat.
They've already been saying something stupid.
Look, my point is that you know, like
you'd bash them. All right.
We'll take the piss out of everyone. That's fine. Everyone wants to come on and say something. Yeah, I'll listen to their side of the story. But if it makes no fucking sense, like no physical sense in my brain and the things that I've seen and I've experienced, I'm going to go, well, it just doesn't compute. And I think you're fucked in the head. If they can come on and go, well, did you know this, this and this and this, and this is why this and this happens, and they can convince me of a slight change, then I'd go, that's fucking really interesting. Good chat. So it depends on the person, depends on the chat, but I'd be up for it for sure.
Yeah. I read something the other day suggesting that there actually is no war in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, because it's...
It's all the deep state something or other.
Pfizer was going to drop something about their trials and the war is to deflect the information about the release of these papers.
Shoot me in the face. I don't want to hear it.
The papers are going to fucking be out anyway. Like... You guys are that fucking psycho. You're going to be fucking eagle-eyeing everything for every
Imagine
reason.
Telling a Ukrainian that fled the war. What are you talking about?
Mm.
There is no war.
No, all that footage is from 2014, by the way.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Lady who was on the newspaper was also... She's an actor. Mm. She was in another article.
It's just too much effort. That, like, if what they truly believe is all made up and whatever, it is so much effort. It'd just be so much easier to be like, you know, we're fucking the world up. We're going to kill you and that's the way it is.
And when you're talking about effort, that relates back to conspiracy theories. Mm. I mean, if something is a conspiracy theory like 9/11, this isn't something where it's just like, oh yeah, you're involved and you're involved. It would have to be a huge collection of people.
An entire country?
That are keeping things under wraps. You can't?
Maybe the whole of Europe?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, man. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. I just don't. I can't.
There's passion, Dan. I can hear your passion and I like
it. It's frustration. It's just boredom must have got these people at a great time and they went down the rabbit hole and never poked their head back up for a pellet. That's what's happened. Yeah. All right. Something's got to happen.
I don't know.
Facts.
Fire away. Who's going first? Who's got a better fact?
You like movies.
I've got another movie one. I've just been fucking loving it, man.
Okay.
Well, hang on. You love movies.
Yeah.
How much do you think the rights for Terminator sold for?
Oh, have we did this. I think you're away. We've done this already.
The rights for Terminator.
Go again.
See if he remembers.
Oh, he will remember.
I'm not going to remember.
Okay. Before James Cameron became famous for directing blockbusters like Titanic and Avatar, he was just an unknown filmmaker with an ambitious idea. In order to get his movie made, he handed over the rights of the script for a token amount, $1. $1. As long as he was allowed to be the director of the project. Despite the eventual success of the movie, Cameron later admitted that he actually regretted selling such a great script for such a low price.
How good.
And then the worldwide total for the box office for the movie was $78.3 million in 1984 alone.
Which is about 140, 150 million now.
Do you know how much the Terminator 1984 cost to make? About $5 to $6 million.
That's nothing. So that's like $12 million now.
This is why when people argue, oh, two's better than one, maybe it is, but maybe you need to look at how much money he had to work with, because that first
that's
film.
That's a fantastic point.
Is so good with what he had to work with, man. That put him on the map. He's a fucking god. Well done, James. Moving on with James Cameron, we've got a little fact here for you. In the film Titanic, Jack draws Rose naked in one of the most famous scenes that gets quoted all the time. Not my favourite scene, but it is one of the more talked about scenes.
Not a fan of boobs?
I love boobs, but it's not my favourite. Who actually was the person that drew...
Oh, the hand.
Rose. Who was the person that actually drew...
Good question.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue.
Rick McLaughlin?
Close.
Who?
Who are we just talking about?
Ricky Gervais. James Cameron.
James Cameron was the person that actually drew Rose. And James Cameron is actually quite a handy artist.
Oh, you can see that now.
Yeah.
So his hands.
Knows how to draw tits, right?
The artist's hands is very young in thing. Is that an actor?
I can't tell you that that was his hand and that was his drawing, because that may have been a separate image. But the final
drawing was James Cameron.
Drawing James Cameron's artwork.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great fact.
The guy has more talent than just directing. Knows how to.
Hey, okay. Well, I've got my standard animal facts, so not James Cameron. All right. So a skunk.
I thought you were going to say a rhino beetle would fuck anything up.
No, nah. This fact here, actually, it's just been updated. Rhino beetle, 932nd most aggressive in this animal species. So, nah, no good, no good. Okay, here we go. Okay, the skunk smell, can be smelt from 3.5 miles away, which is 5.6 Ks, and it can give a human skin irritation or temporary blindness.
Have you been hanging out with skunked?
I think I might have got skunked.
You got skunked.
I reckon someone's gone and skunked me.
Skunky?
In my sleep.
Damn, maybe, got skunked.
Maybe Duncan's a skunk. He's black.
Oh.
He doesn't have any white, but maybe that's his cover.
Before we end, I've got a question to ask you, and I want you to be as honest as you can and no bullshit. How much money would you be willing to pay to truly find out the honest answer as to why you got your skin irritation?
Oh, fuck.
If I said $500, would you
go? Yeah, I'd probably pay $500. Like, to know the exact cause.
$1,000.
Okay, but here's the thing. If it's $500 and someone goes, it's something in red wine, or it's something in a wrap you ate or something like that, a particular thing that's made to make something that I always eat, it's priceless. But if it turns out it's just... one of the conditions the doctor said it could be is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that 30% of people can get between the age of, I think it was 10 and 30, and it's mostly in females. I was like, okay, well, what happens after you heal? Nothing. Never comes back ever again. It's gone. So I could find out something that will never affect me again, or I could find out something that I can prevent 10 times over. So I think 500 is a good amount, maybe 1,000, but it depends. I think if I had it a second time, the 500 turns into 1,000.
Yeah, okay.
It was bad, wasn't
crazy.
It?
Crazy.
Well, it was very inconvenient, very upsetting, very uncomfortable, very itchy, didn't sleep, swollen feet, hands, almost died. Pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
Not great. Anyway.
Crazy.
That's enough from us.
See ya. Next
time. I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.